have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are in the world. When you hit that play button, so glad you did. You have found the Genesis Frequency Podcast with Dr. Cause, Dr. Cause and Effect. That's me, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina, coming at you with another episode here, taking a dive. Let's dive right in. I know I did a lot of setup last week, and it took me a while to get into the meat of the subject matter. And I want to get into what it's really all about and what it can do for you. What is it? What can it do for you? How does it work? And that kind of thing. So we started last week. I started last week talking about a few things I wanted to set up before we got into the elements of achievement and some leadership development topics and that kind of thing. And I wanted to lay a little bit of a foundation here so we could move to a place of understanding, all of us, whether we're working on something we want to experience in our personal life, something we want to experience in our professional life, in our corporate environment, when it comes to corporate goals, corporate objectives, maybe a small business, an entrepreneur, you want to grow, you want to sell more, you want to do more. How do you do this? I laid the foundation here because we're going to be moving into leadership development and the elements of achievement and that kind of thing. But you got to get this basic stuff down first. You really have to understand how we're wired, how consciousness plays a part in all of this. So last episode, and you want to go and start with that. In fact, start with all of them. Go back at least, a dozen episodes to the beginning of a season, the beginning of the year, the end of the last year, where things were really laid down in a basic format for a real basic understanding of how we move from where we are to where we want to be. We move from what is happening, what's showing up as the results in our lives now, and the work we have to do to move to that place of clarity and then begin cooperating with the laws of infinite potential to move into our field of experience all that we wish to experience, accomplish, achieve in our lives in the form of goals and objectives. So last episode, I was talking about imagination, where it all starts. Assumption. We ran out of time before we got into the law of assumption and the feeling tone and how all this imagination, assumption, and feeling equals manifestation. So I decided I would do a part two on this. And I'm setting the intention right now that I get out what I want to say in this episode so we don't go to a part three. But if we do, that's okay too, because all these episodes, really one builds on another, but you can get plenty out of one without having listened to all of them prior to the one you're listening to now, if that makes any sense. So I encourage you to go back and listen to them all. You're getting tremendous value here at no charge to you other than your time listening, applying, taking action, making notes, learning. You know, don't just listen. Apply and take action. Embody the information that's being shared here. These are universal laws that I'm sharing with you, these laws of infinite potential and how everything works. So I started talking about imagination with the intention of moving into assumption and feeling and how that shows up of in our results in our lives. But really, prior to imagination, it's really our awareness of all these things, right? We have to be aware of not only the laws of infinite potential, the laws of attraction and manifestation and the laws of assumption and all these laws that precede attraction, we have to be aware of, we have to be aware how we're put together. You know, we have so many levels or layers of consciousness. Really, there's probably infinite levels or awareness of consciousness if we wanted to take a deep dive into that, but we're not doing that right at this moment. We're looking at a few areas of consciousness, and for the most part, I generally talk about our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. Conscious mind being the thinking mind, the filtering and processing mind, while the subconscious mind is our emotional mind, our feeling mind, that place, that storage cabinet that can't reject anything, right? And accepts everything as fact that we give it. But if we would break apart even more layers, we would look at some of the laws actually that precede the law of attraction. You know, we hear so much about the law of attraction. It got real popular in the movie The Secret and Abraham and all that stuff out there. And it's all valid. It's all good stuff. And I'm not knocking anything, but so many people move into it. I want a law of attraction. I want to attract. How do I attract? How do I manifest? How do I do this? But they don't take the time to understand that attraction, what's showing up, is an effect. We live in a cause and effect universe. The effect, the attraction, the reaction, which is what's really happening, does not take place without a cause, without influence, without an intention, without the idea. We live in a cause and effect universe. And so some of these laws that precede the law of attraction have to be understood. Now, this is part two of imagination, assumption, and feeling, so we're not getting into all those laws, but I bring that up because as we look at different layers of consciousness, we have to look at some of these laws, and one of them is just, hey, the basic premise of everything is energy is. Energy just is. Everything is made out of energy. And being aware of this, this infinite energy, this infinite unconditioned substance is a place that we all start from, whether we realize it or not. We can call this place the I am consciousness, that place that's unfiltered. Call it what you will, but we can call it our higher power, our higher self. We can call it God. We can call it infinite love and potential. We can call it so many different things, but it doesn't matter. Energy is, and it's responsive to our thoughts. So we're not taking a deep dive into consciousness right now, but there are different levels and different levels of awareness, and we can talk about that I am consciousness, that's all power, all presence, that place where we can seek out infinite intelligence and infinite wisdom and all knowledge and all knowing. It's there and we have access to it. We got to apprehend that level of awareness that just knows that this is there and it's accessible through consciousness. And then we get into different parts of consciousness, you know, our point of view, our perspective, our perception. Then we have our unconscious mind, where there's a lot of beliefs floating around in there, whether they're true or not true. We bought into them. If we believe that they're true, then they're true for us. That's relative truth and that kind of thing. And then there's the subconscious mind with the feeling tone. In our conscious mind, where we do this thinking and filtering and start developing thoughts. And all of this really gives us, all these layers of consciousness, gives us the power to change our reality. And that's what we're talking about here. You're here most likely because you want to improve some aspect of yourself or your life or what's showing up or your goals or your dreams. You want to move into those or have them move into your life experience, right? So I left off last week with a couple of quotes by Neville. I've been studying Neville for years and years and absolutely love this. And I left with this quote, and I hope you thought about this and gave it some thought, because this is in the Power of Assumption, Power of Awareness, I think, chapter 3, where he said, "Man's chief delusion is his conviction that there are causes other than his own state of consciousness." Think about that. The main delusion, we as a society, as a race, we are delusional, thinking that there are causes other than our thoughts, other than our ideas, other than what we're holding in our imagination and wrapping and feeling tone and emotion. There are no other causes. Now, everybody else out there has consciousness and thinks thoughts, right? That end up showing up in form. So there is a ripple effect going on. But we have to take this responsibility, and we talked a lot about that in the last episode, to move out of that state of delusion and move into the state of acceptance that our own state of consciousness is what is at cause for what's showing up in our lives. Right? So if we accept this, and we want to transform ourselves, I mean, we want to overcome challenges, we want to overcome obstacles, we want to overcome beliefs that just are not true, that are not value, that are not valid for us. And we want to overcome these things. We have to know that our state of consciousness is the cause of what's showing up. So we are looking at imagination, assumption, and feeling to create what we want to experience in our lives. So we do that by examining our desires, by thinking from the infinite, by thinking from the place of no limits. We have to go there, because let's go back to that I am consciousness. That is the place and the space where the infinite lives, where unconditioned, invisible, infinite substance is, that moldable, shapeable substance that we condition through our thoughts, through our ideas, through our imagination, and it is responsive. It molds itself from our thought and from our impression and from our input and moves into our world of form. That's a whole nother series or a whole nother show. So we're just accepting that this is how it works, but we can get into the backstory on all that. But this is what is. This is how it has worked from the beginning of time. So we think about what we want. We think about the desires of our heart. And usually when we start thinking about them, we think about our dreams and our goals and our objectives. And again, this is whether it's personal or professional. I like to tie the two together because they tend to give us more propellant, more motivation when we tie our personal dreams and goals in with our professional goals. But let's just think about the desire. If we would think from that place, that infinite place, thinking from the infinite where all things are possible, we would really pay attention to the desires of our heart, that longing and discontent that perhaps has been tapping at us inside for a long, long time. And yes, this can take place in your business or in your corporate environment, your personal life. What is it that you really want? I always refer to one of my second Bibles, a book called Lessons in Truth, written probably over 100 years ago. And this brilliant, brilliant woman, H. Emily Cady, states about desire.
The desires of your heart is what she's talking about. She goes, when you think about the desires of your heart, she says, never losing sight of the fact that the desire is the thing itself in its incipiency, meaning it's already been born. It's already moving towards you, right? Just having the desire. You have given birth to it. You have thought of it. You have imagined it. It is the thing itself in its incipiency. She says, if the good that you desire were not already yours in the invisible realm of supply, this is that infinite substance that's moldable, that I unconditioned, that I talked to you about. If the good were not already yours in the invisible realm of supply, you could not, by any possibility, desire it. Just think about that. And what I'm inviting you to do here is to, and I know I hammer it home so much, is to really think from the infinite, from that place when you're thinking about your goals and dreams, your wishes, your desires. That which has been tapping at the door in the form of longing and discontent. You really, really wanted it, but you've conditioned yourself through these different levels and layers of consciousness. You have bought into some of these unconscious beliefs that said, no, you can't. You're not smart enough. You can't do this. You're not able to. You don't have this. You don't have that. But we hear from some of these master teachers that, yes, you can. It's not only possible for you, but you wouldn't even be able to desire it if it wasn't possible. So think about that. I have this dream, and I really want to experience this dream in my visible world of form. My visible world of experience, my tangible world. I want to experience this, but I always wrote that dream off as not possible for me. But here, a master teacher whose works and writings have stood the test of time says that, hey, wait a minute. I couldn't even desire this thing if it wasn't possible for it to move into my experience. So there must be something in me that I am not aware of that can do this thing. That's why I keep having this dream. That's why I keep thinking about this goal and objective and this desire of my heart. So that's what we've been talking about, going a little bit deeper when it comes to the powers that we have, really, the power of our imagination, the power of assumption, the power of feeling that equals the manifestation of this thing showing up in our lives. So we take this desire, and if we would really think and allow ourselves to think from this space of the infinite, we would use that power of imagination to really build this out, crystallizing our thinking, getting really specific. And then we need to move into it. We need to move into it. What am I talking about when I say we need to move into it? We have to assume the state that everything about it is our reality, our physical reality, mentally, physically, emotionally, right here and right now. That is the secret. Going back to Neville, he says, the secret is you must abandon yourself mentally to your wish fulfilled in your love for that state. You got to love this thing. You got to have that desire and love it so much that you have to actually move into the state of consciousness. You have to emotionally move into it. He says, in so doing, you live in that new state and no more, none whatsoever in the old state. You can't commit yourself to what you do not love. So the secret of self-commission, meaning that commitment, is faith plus love. So we're adding into that feeling tone. We're believing. That's what the faith is. Maybe we can't see it yet, but we've built this out in our mind using the power of our imagination. So now we're moving into the law of assumption. We're assuming it real now because it's already been created. And I talked about that in the last episode, how everything's been created twice. So faith is the believing what is unbelievable part. And now we're committing ourselves to the feeling of the wish fulfilled, of the dream fulfilled, in faith that this act of commitment will become a reality. And it is. It comes out of, it's born out of yes, the imagination of developing the idea, getting clarity around it, but it's also born out of committing to it being real in every thought and every word and every action. And it must become a reality, because imagination and our imagining the desire creates the reality. This is one of the laws that precede the law of attraction. So we're stepping out every day. We're not giving any thought to the old state. The old state of consciousness is the limitation consciousness. No, I can't. No, I don't believe I can. Old limiting beliefs, old error thoughts, old ways of thinking and doing and acting that are not supportive of the experience we want to have. So I invite you again to think about those desires. If you haven't done it, if you've limited them, if you've taken your foot off the gas pedal a little bit and say, well, no, I can't do that. Think back to Emily Cady here, that you couldn't even have the desire unless it was possible for you to realize it, to achieve it, to accomplish it. Go back and think from the infinite again. And then let's take these words of Neville that say, hey, you have to totally commit. And what do? That we're moving in, we're still using the power of our imagination, but we're assuming the state of every aspect of our lives being in alignment with the wish fulfilled, with the dream fulfilled. We're moving in. The house isn't ready. Maybe, you know, it's got to be painted and all that. That's it. I want it. I'm moving in. We move into it in consciousness, another layer of consciousness. We build this dream out. We crystallize our thinking. Here's what it looks like. Here's what I am doing now. I am moving into it. I'm totally committed to this move. I'm moving in. I'm not looking back. I am not considering the old state. Every thought, every word I speak, every action I take right now, from this day forward, in this present moment, is alignment with this dream, this wish, this desire, as my present moment reality right here, right now. And we're going to affirm it in every single way. We're going to talk about constant statements. Constant spaced repetition is really what I wanted to spit out there. Constant spaced repetition of the affirmative state that is our desire, but we're moving into now, so we're calling it our present reality. So we're out of time for today. I guess it's probably going to turn into a part three, because I want to talk a little bit more about those affirmative statements that support this and how we're really making an input on our subconscious mind, because our subconscious mind has no ability to reject any of this. That's why this works. We step out, we take action, and we see a reaction, because what's really taking place is the molding, the shaping, the forming of this unconditioned invisible substance that's being now conditioned and molded by our thoughts, first cause, our thoughts, our ideas, right? Then moving into it, it's being, as we assume the state, it's being molded and shaped and showing up. And as we take actions that are supportive of the state, we see a reaction from our environment, from people, from places, from things, from circumstances that say, yeah, that's your truth. That's your reality. You've moved in. Everything around us is moving into place. What's really important for you to get is order here. This is all order, another one of those laws that precedes attraction. Order is heaven's first law. These things take place in this order. You can't go right to have without being in the state of causation and knowing how to do this properly. So we'll leave it right there. We're out of time. Reach out. You want to talk about this more, successappointment.com. Get you on my calendar. We can have a conversation about working together, about any programs I do, about workshops in your place of work, about keynotes and corporate training programs that improve performance, productivity, goal achievement, that kind of thing. Let's just talk. successappointment.com. For now, we're out of time. You've been listening to The Genesis Frequency and Dr. Cause and Effect. Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, and I wish for you an infinitely spectacular day. God bless you.